This is the Publix Radio. I'm Luis Hernandez, and you're listening to Artscape. Hundreds of years ago, wallpaper looked very different than the simple repeating patterns that we often see today. Originally done on wood blocks, early designs were extremely decorative, colorful, and labor-intensive. The Art of French Wallpaper Design is the latest exhibit at the RISD Museum, featuring samples of salvaged wallpapers, fragments, and drawings of designs from the 18th and 19th centuries. I recently visited the exhibit to talk with Emily Bannis, Associate Curator of Decorative Arts and Design at the RISD Museum.
What was the impetus for this exhibit? Why did you want to do it?
This exhibition really started as a way to care for and understand this collection that the museum has had for the past 90 years, one that we didn't always really know a lot about in terms of how it was made or how it was used. But ever since I arrived at the museum in 2015, I've had my eye on this collection as something that I always wanted to know more about, and that I thought other people might be really interested to learn more about as well.
You know, you think about wallpaper, okay, but we think about just the stuff that you buy at Home Depot. But this, it's very different in the way it's put together, the way it was used, and the way I think people just wanted it in their homes. What would you explain to me about what wallpaper meant to people in that era, and kind of discuss a little bit about what you have in the collection here?
Sure. So all of the wallpapers in this exhibition were made approximately between 1770 and 1840. And this is the period in which all the wallpapers were produced using the process of woodblock printing. This is a form of printing that was done very early on, even before it was used for wallpapers. But it really allowed for very technically complex prints to be made, from just a few different colors to more than a dozen. And what is really exciting about this exhibition is that it showcases so many different forms of wallpaper, many more than I think most people would ever be familiar with. Most people have ideas about what wallpaper is and what it looks like. Typically, that's repeating patterns, most often floral patterns. But wallpapers were so much more. They really drew inspiration from so many different sources, from architecture, textiles, classical imagery. Of course, florals were very popular. But there's a lot of design sources that all go into inspiring the specific forms of wallpaper that didn't just cover the wall in repeating patterns, but were really made as singular pieces of artwork in and of themselves.
Art can tell us so much about a culture, and this is art. And I'm wondering, for you, what does this tell you about life in France in the 18th and 19th century? What are some of the things that jump out at you?
Well, certainly the variety of colors that were used. As I mentioned, most people have preconceived ideas about what historic design looks like. And some of these colors are so bright and so bold. You get everything from pinks and baby blues to bright, almost traffic cone orange colors that most people wouldn't associate with this time period. For me, it really reminds me that these spaces were filled with color, that they were filled with a variety of images, and that there was really this kind of playfulness and joy that came with using this material. People often would cut up wallpapers and arrange them in different ways in their homes. And again, I think that that is also something that is really surprising, that people had so much agency over this material. They used it in different ways, and they often repaired it when it got damaged. That tells me that it really meant a lot to people, that this was a work of art that they cared for just like any other.
Who typically used this wallpaper? I was wondering, is it mostly, was like society's elite, the wealthy, or is this something you'd find in a typical home in that era?
Yeah, we typically think of these wallpapers as having been made for the rising middle class in France. The wallpapers were exported to a number of different countries. So you find a lot of French wallpapers in England and Germany, Italy, Switzerland, and eventually in America, and especially in the 20th century. You could have everything from a very simple print in just a couple colors to something that was really much more technically complex that could have required dozens of colors. So there was a great variety of choice when it came to purchasing these wallpapers for your home. Certainly, if you could afford it, you probably wanted things like hand-carved wood and molded plaster or silks and velvets, things that a lot of these wallpapers are really trying to emulate in terms of their design.
As people walk into this exhibit, what is it you want them to take away from this experience?
That's a good question. I really hope that people get a sense of what these spaces were like during this time period, that they were incredibly colorful and bright, that there were so many layers of design and pattern happening, and that this material is something that is not really in the past, but it's something that's very present even today. You know, I think we are hopefully moving away from kind of a white and beige color palette to coming back to thinking about how we can really fill our spaces in a very thoughtful way with design and color. So a lot of these wallpapers, I think, will resonate with people who are really interested in those topics and, want to kind of incorporate more of these elements into their own lives.
The Art of French Wallpaper Design is on view now at the RISD Museum through May 11th. You can find more episodes of Artscape at thepublicradio.org/arts. For the Public Radio, I'm Luis Hernandez.